Psalm 1 tonight. And this is a great psalm. We've mentioned this in other messages before. And I want you to get the idea behind the psalm. We're not going to focus on necessarily all of the elements here in Psalm 1. But certainly, you could preach many different types of messages out of this these six little verses. But we're going to use it to characterize a characteristic that we need to have as a believer in Jesus Christ. And as you have probably noticed, we're studying some of these characteristics that we ought to display in our lives as Christians on Wednesday nights. And I just want to be a blessing to you and really not give you anything you don't already have, but rather to either amplify or reveal to you the different things in our lives that we have access to as believers in Christ. And sometimes we just either don't know that they're there, or we take them for granted, or we just choose not to use them or display them in our lives on a day-to-day basis. So if you found your place in Psalm 1, please stand. And we'll read together all six verses here of Psalm 1 and then get going with our message tonight. Let's read together in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. See, what possible characteristic could you be talking about tonight, Brother Combs? Well, it is the first word in the first verse. Blessed or blessed. Okay? Now, all you English people could try to tell me for hours and hours and hours why sometimes we say blessed and sometimes we say blessed, and I still won't understand it. Okay? I don't know why. But some people call it blessed, some people call it blessed. So what is this characteristic? What does it mean to be blessed or to live a blessed life or to be blessed or to be blessed in someone's sight? Well, simply put, blessed is radiating the joy of the Lord in our life as a result of daily delighting and meditating on God's word. So we have it, being blessed or living a blessed life is simply radiating the joy of the Lord that is in us through his word, and delighting and meditating in God, in God's word. So to show or display the characteristic of being blessed, it really isn't that hard. For the believer, it is just radiating something. All right? So you may be familiar with these old heaters in houses, right? They radiate the heat. Okay? They don't generate the heat, they radiate it. All right? The heat is inside. And through the conduction of the metals and things, the heat is able to come through and fill the house or the place that it is. All right? Now, it's a very subtle thing at times, but then maybe after a while of radiating, it is very noticeable. Well, our joy is there. It's in us, but we need to let it radiate out so that it's maybe subtle, but perhaps noticeable after a while. And so it's a characteristic that we need to display. Go to Psalm 21. Psalm 21. And we'll get back to Psalm 1 here in just a minute. But I want to show you some things that the Bible says about those that focus on God and His Word. You'll remember that in Psalm 1 it says, "But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night." This is the blessed man, or the blessed man, the blessed woman, the blessed person of God, that delights and joys and meditates in the law of the Lord. Look what it says here in Psalm 21 and verse 1. "The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice! Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved." You think that David felt that his life was blessed, and he displayed the characteristic of being blessed by God in his life as king? He radiated that joy and that love and that happiness that he received from salvation in God. Do you think people around David knew that he loved his Lord? That he knew that that salvation was his, and that he trusted in God? We see it written over and over and over again in the book of Psalms. We see it displayed in the life of David, as you look through the books of 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Chronicles. You can see the evidence of that in his life and in his history. God says that we can show the joy of our salvation, and that is a characteristic of being a blessed individual. Are you glad you're saved? Yeah. If something's inside of you, you can radiate it. The joy of our salvation. Psalm 34, verses 8 and 9 says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." You see, we have our trust in the Lord, and it should show through our lives as we radiate the joy of our salvation. Psalm 40, verses 1 through 5 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." This sound like the radiating of the joy of his salvation, so that others can hear, it said, that many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. You see, your life should be that radiant tool that God can use to see other people saved. Salvation is not to keep quiet. It's not to keep it within so that it does not radiate through your life, and so others can see it. So if we think of this thing of being blessed or blessed, it is simply radiating the joy of the Lord in our lives of his salvation for us. Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. It says, blessed is he in whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. This particular passage was repeated in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. It says, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. And Paul goes on to explain that it's by grace through faith. And that this, he uses this. So we're this Psalm of David talking about our sins being forgiven, receiving salvation. And it's to radiate through our lives. And that's living life as one who is blessed. Hey, when you think about salvation, your whole persona should just glow. Right? There should be something about it that people notice. I've been in these old houses that have these old radiator type heaters, and at first it doesn't seem like it's hot, but it is hot. Okay, and because the heat is what, I guess you could call it a slow heat, all right? But it's there. And it's evident. And it needs to be that way in our lives. People should notice a difference in us. They should notice that, well, maybe it's not like walking into a room and it's like, whoa, it's really hot, you know. But maybe it's just you feel the warmth coming off of it in a pleasant sort of way. And that's what living a blessed life is all about. And this is a characteristic that we can display because of salvation. Because Jesus Christ has redeemed us. In Habakkuk 3:18 it says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Do we joy in the God of our salvation? Do we radiate that joy that we've received from God? Again, it is not of our own doing. And just like that radiator doesn't actually heat the water, it just transfers the heat from the water to the rest of the room. And we have to understand that the boiler is the one that heats the water and sends it throughout the house. Okay? Well, God's our boiler. We have salvation. He's just sending the joy of it through our lives so we can radiate it out to others. This is a characteristic that we can display in our lives. Back in Psalm 1, it said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Does that kind of describe what our testimony of our life because of the joy of our salvation does to see other people saved? That's the fruit. Seeing other people saved. Because of this blessedness that we've received radiating out to others. How many Christians have you ever met that are just sourpusses? They look like they just swallowed a whole gallon of vinegar or something, you know? Or they ate a whole jar of pickles or something. Just sour as can be. I mean, you have to tell, you know, a really, really good joke. Just to get them to crack a grin, you know, and they don't even laugh at the jokes I tell, but that's okay. I appreciate Brother Losey sending me jokes. He sends me jokes, and I like them because those are my kind of jokes. So Thank you for those. But you know, when I first came to Trinity back in 2005, the secretaries didn't like it so much. Dr. Lassiter would always whistle as he going down the hallway. Well, I'd do the same thing. So every time I would come in, they thought it was him, and they were disappointed because it was me. Only because they didn't want to talk to me. Nobody wants to talk to the Christian school principal. But what? Why not? And I've been known as Mr. Happy, or Brother Lassiter often refers to me as a child trapped in a man's body. What's wrong with that? I'm just happy. I mean, just glad that I've been saved. That we don't deserve salvation. We get to live in America. We weren't born in some Arabic country. We weren't born other places where it's godless and there are no missionaries there and maybe even no copy of the Word of God, no joy of any salvation or the light of salvation in those cities and towns and countries. But yet we live in America. And listen, I know America is not perfect. Don't get me started on that. And yes, it's worse than it used to be. And it's probably going to get a lot worse. But listen, we're still here. And we still have these privileges. You know that the vast majority of Americans are richer than most of the people in the rest of the world. Even the poor ones in America. You know what? We have something to radiate. We have salvation. In Psalm 5:11, it says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." And while you may not consider the act of being blessed a characteristic, think of living a blessed life as radiating this characteristic. Okay? We are not the one that does the blessing. God does. But we get to show it to others. We get to radiate the joy of the Lord in life as a result of daily delighting in and meditating on God's Word. So this springs up in us. It bubbles up in us so that we can radiate it to others. But if we don't have salvation, we cannot radiate the joy of salvation. And if we don't read the Word of God or meditate in the Word of God or enjoy the Word of God, we can't radiate that out of our lives if it's not in us. You know, we've got to do that. Go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. You may be familiar with this passage of Scripture. It says the word blessed many times. Okay? And again, another message would be to preach why these are called Beatitudes. Okay? But we're not doing that tonight. All right? We could go so many directions in so little time. So, but I want you to look at some of the characteristics of people that radiate this thing of being blessed. Okay, look at verse 1. "And he seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed or blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Does that mean that they don't have anything, being poor in spirit? They have no spirit? No, that's humility, folks. Humble, being humble. You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord and He will lift us up. We need to be humble. Being humble is displaying or radiating this characteristic. We're blessed if we're humble. Jesus, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know what? Does this mean that we're crying over something all the time and in a state of boo-hooing all of our lives? No. No. It's someone who's seeking repentance. Who's seeking forgiveness for wrongdoing. This is, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. A true and contrite heart is the heart of someone who is blessed. Have we been forgiven of our sins? And we ought to live like it, folks. We should radiate this thing of being blessed that we have in our lives. He said, blessed are the meek. Once again, meekness is not weakness. Okay? Meekness is simply strength restrained. Strength under control. Right? I told you before, I believe in gun control. Put one hand on top of the other one, point and aim in a secure and safe direction, and pull the trigger. Okay? That's gun control, amen? All right? All these yahoos out there think they know what gun control is. They have it way off. But no, meekness, being in control, self-control. And one who has that and possesses that is blessed. It says, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, one of the things about living the Christian life that we have to look forward to is that we can live the Christian life. We can be righteous. We can be holy. We can be blameless. We can be above reproach, and we need to be. It says if we are, we're blessed. We're blessed. He says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Remember the parable Jesus told about the man who owed a great debt to the master. And some people, scholars, have equated that to millions of dollars. And he was forgiven the great debt, right? That's mercy. Amen? And this great debt, the man could never have repaid it. It would have been impossible for him to do so. Well, he goes out and finds a friend of his, some friend, that owes him a couple dollars and has him thrown in jail. Wait a minute. He says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Well, we know in that parable that word came back to the master, and he just kind of, well, you know what? I think I'll take back that forgiveness there. And that didn't work out good for that guy. We need to radiate the blessed life. There have been times in my life where I have not shown the mercy that I should because of what I've received in my life. I need to radiate that. We've been blessed with forgiveness, so why don't we forgive? We should. We should. We need to learn how to do these things. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We know that the natural state of the heart is wickedness and deceit. But through God, we can have a new heart. A clean heart, a heart that is seeking after God and not sin. We understand the blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, the Bible says that we're not supposed to look to cause strife and discontentment. Yeah, we're not supposed to. Listen, if you like to just go in and stir up trouble places, boy, that's rough. There's enough trouble the way it is. We need to work on that. But we need to live a blessed life. All of these elements that Jesus is talking about are part of living the Christian life. And why do we get to live this? Why do we get to radiate these things? We get to radiate them because we've been blessed with salvation. Because we've been blessed with an inheritance. And we did not deserve it. It is not our own, but we have the ability to radiate it. And that's living a blessed life. He says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know, suffering for
Christ's name. Remember what he said to the disciples, that if they suffered for his name, they should count it a joy. They should be happy about it. Yeah. That's about the response I expected. Okay. Nobody likes that, right? But you should. You should. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Oh, here it is right here. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. This is part of living the Christian life and living a life that we've been blessed by God. And we should radiate that in our lives. You see, so this characteristic is not one that we have to develop. It's just one that we have to radiate. It comes from the joy that is within us. You may have to work on some things like being punctual or being honest or being organized or, you know, those are other characteristics a person can work on, right? That you may need to develop in your life. But guess what? This thing of being blessed and living a blessed life, we don't have to develop it. It's just simply supposed to radiate through our life. Because the source is not ours, it's God's. So we see that this springs up out of the salvation that we've been given in the Lord. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 9, says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Back in Psalm 1, verse 6, it says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hey, we need to live our life as a blessed life, committing our way to the Lord and delighting ourselves in the Lord and trusting in the Lord, resting in him and waiting upon him. That's the kind of life we need to radiate. And that's a blessed life. Folks, not very many people get to live the life we get to live. Did you know a vast majority of the world is lost? They know nothing of what it means to be blessed. We need to radiate that to them. Why? So they want it. I want that too. Hey, man, there's a glow about you. There's a warmth to you. I can feel it coming off of you. Where does that come from? Do you have a lot of money? No. Does nothing ever go wrong in your life? No. Well, is everything just perfect in your life? No. Then how? Well, let me tell you how. Let me show you how. Here in the Word of God. In Psalm 40, verse 8, it says, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Go over to Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17. Now you say, how in the world, Brother Combs, can you get anything having to do with blessing out of the book of Jeremiah? Well, we can. Even though Jeremiah was incredibly hated and looked down upon by his own people, they didn't listen to him. They treated him very poorly. Yet he had this to say in verse 17, chapter 17 and verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Now, we've heard this next verse a little bit in some of its characteristics and elements. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Hey, are people withering out there because of the despair and the difficulty? I mean, COVID and all the things out there, people are withering away. And it's no wonder, because they're lost. They don't have what we have. But we can radiate. Our leaves can be green. Our fruit can still yield and produce, because our roots are in the Lord. It said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Where's your hope? It's not in the White House. It's not in stimulus checks. It's not in COVID vaccines. You know what it's in? It's in the Lord. That's where our hope is. That's where we get what we have to radiate in this thing of living a blessed life. I'll go over to Titus chapter 2. There's an example here that we can look at in Titus chapter 2 of radiating the joy of God and His Word through our life. Titus chapter 2, look at verse 11. We've mentioned this passage of Scripture in several messages in the past. In verse 11 it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. You know, Timothy and Titus and John Mark and all of these young men that were in Paul's ministry. And yes, I know they had a little trouble with Mark, but in the end, Paul asked for him. He was valuable, profitable for his ministry. And there were, of course, many others. As he went from place to place, establishing pastors and churches and throughout all of the world at that time. But he had a love for these individuals. And he's telling them, radiate. Show through your life what God has done for you. Live it. Show it to them. Make it evident. And focus on Jesus Christ and the source of that radiation. You understand radiation in terms of nuclear physics is not a good thing necessarily. But can I tell you something? It's because of exposure to something else. Yeah. We've been exposed to Jesus Christ and salvation. And we should radiate it in our lives through this characteristic of living a blessed life or being blessed. I'll go over to Luke chapter 12 and we'll stop here tonight. If I haven't done anything else, I hope that I've opened up your mind to the idea of radiating salvation, radiating the Christian life, radiating the hope that is within you. Remember, it says that we're supposed to be ready to give an answer to any man that asks us of the hope that is in us. There's a hope in us, and it's not in us. It's in God. And our salvation is in God. Our Christian living is in God. The hope that we have is in God and in His Word. Now look what Jesus says here in verse 37 of chapter 12. He said, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that He shall gird Himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them." It says, "And if He shall come in the second watch, or if He come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants." Our Lord is coming. You know what He wants to find? He wants to find us radiating the blessed life. Radiating it. Okay? So, again, this characteristic is not necessarily something you can develop, but rather something you simply need to radiate. It's already in you. We have a new life in Christ. We have salvation, those of us who've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. And you know what? On those radiators, there's little valves. You can turn them off, turn them on. You can turn them down, turn them up. You know, you can regulate that. We got to take our little valve and just open that thing up. Yeah. And just let it radiate. And to the people that are around us, it should grow warmer and warmer and warmer and warmer. They should see more. Listen, if you've been on the job 5, 6, 7 years and nobody's asked you about Jesus, maybe your valve's stuck. You need to get radiating some of the blessed life. Hey, if you've been given something, why not show it? Why not walk down the hallway whistling? You say, "I can't whistle." Well, then sing. "I can't sing." Hum. Get a kazoo. Okay? Whatever you can do. My voice sounds like a kazoo tonight, doesn't it? But what? I shouldn't do that. I'll start coughing. But we've got to learn to radiate this thing of being blessed. Because folks, we are blessed. We are blessed because of God.